Your hometown tour is back, and we're headed west to the village of Riverside. Join us all day today as we get to know Riverside, a place you should definitely call your hometown.
Yeah, we're making a stop in Riverside and Brookfield. It's our Your Hometown series, and there's a lot going on in Brookfield, and there's probably no one that knows more about that than Doug Fiala. He's the first vice president of the Brookfield Chamber of Commerce. And I know one of the things you're really into, Doug, is the farmer's market in Brookfield. What day does that take place?
Brookfield Farmer's Market goes on for 20 weeks during the summer. It starts on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m. and runs till 1 o'clock p.m.
And I'm guessing they got mounds and mounds of zucchini because everybody's got zucchini right now.
The biggest zucchinis you could see, for sure.
I bet. And do they do live music?
We do live music. The music goes from 10 o'clock till noon. If you're coming out to see some music, we have a grassy area, so bring a blanket, some folding chairs or lawn chairs, and just enjoy a nice, relaxing music on Saturday morning.
So, Doug, what makes Brookfield special? Because that's what we're doing today. We're, you know, introducing people to your village and trying to understand what the draw is, maybe give people an opportunity to come and check things out. Like, you know, I mean, people are very aware of the zoo, but probably not about the farmer's market or the art fest or other things that take place. But what makes Brookfield so special?
Well, it's a really friendly environment. We have a lot of people that's community-minded. They show up to a lot of the events. We have music on the street on Grand Boulevard, the main thoroughfare. All the businesses kind of join in. It's just a very friendly town.
And it must be a dog-friendly town because I see that pets are allowed at the market.
We do. We allow pets. It's kid-friendly. We have wonderful fresh produce and treats that are there, including what we already talked about, the live music.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
I see that there's a couple other things that the chambers are, you know, have on their schedule. And one of them is the July After Hours event, and that's at Brookfield Zoo. And I see that's tonight. Have you ever attended that?
I did. It's actually very nicely put on by the zoo. It's really wonderful. They put out treats for everybody, and it's inside one of the buildings. It's really a nice event. The zoo goes all out.
And then a lot of towns over the next week will be celebrating National Night Out. That usually falls on August 2nd, right? And Brookfield's no exception.
Yes, that's every Tuesday, the first Tuesday of August across the nation. And we celebrate it at Ellard Park. The police officers will be there. There'll also be a dunk tank. You can throw a ball and maybe dunk the chief of police. It's really a great event.
Do people line up to do that? And is the money going to charity?
It does, yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't think you'd be able to talk the police chief into getting into a dunk tank.
Exactly.
And can you tell us about Art Fest coming up in September?
The Art Fest is at the Qantas Park, very close to the Village Hall in Brookfield. I don't know exactly how many vendors will be there, but it is really nice, too. There'll be food vendors, food trucks, and I think there will also be beer sellers.
And are you glued to WGN today, listening to all of the folks from your town, restaurants and businesses checking in with us on the day that we honor Brookfield and Riverside?
Absolutely. One of my favorite stations. In fact, if anybody comes to the farmer's market and mentions that they heard this on WGN, we'll give them a free bag of popcorn.
Oh, I like that. I think you'll get people to take you up on that. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to be touring through Brookfield and Riverside throughout the remainder of the day. Dean Richards is out at Lollapalooza. I saw him doing a stand-up on TV. He'll check in with us next. You can get a taste of what is happening out there. I know a lot of people were lined up for Metallica. And at some point, I want to talk to Lauren, because if you didn't see the video of the magician having some fun with Lauren today, you should check it out. It's at WGNradio.com. He was on the John Williams Show, and you I'm still stunned by what I saw, and I was watching closely. I'm not very good at deciphering exactly how they do what they do. And one other note, it's a thank you Thursday, and today we're thanking restaurants, people at restaurants, whether it's the hostess or the server or the owner or the bartender, or maybe you know the cook. This is a chance to give them a pat on the back and say thank you because, let's face it, they've had a tough time. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.